Light. See its rays reaching, piercing the remaining veil of darkness.
Oh.
There is naught but the light and self.
Will you please describe the idiotic predicament? There. Well, you can fill that canteen with fresh spring water and, It's 3 minutes. No, it's 2 minutes. After three, not the other one. Yeah, whatever. Halfway point. Here, I'm Manitoba Moon, continuing until 6 a.m. My name is Mr. Mumbles. Doing this live. Starting hour four tonight. It's all downhill. Actually, it was downhill a few hours ago, probably, but... Technically, it's the other, the back half of, the last half of the show now. We're going to do Sonic Youth for a little bit of it. Feature an EP. Anyways, I'm going to tell you what we had at the top of that set. We had George Brigman with Jungle Rot. And then the little... thing about the Hippie Revolt movie trailer, I think. Ennio Morricone with La Stagione, something in Spanish, or Italian rather. And She's Got the Fire You Never Believe. She's Got the Fire You Never Believe, or something by, whatever. Great there. UT with Mars off the Homo album. Love Machine. The Portrait of Disgust by the album Turns You On by Love Machine. Love Machine Turns You On. Portrait of Disgust.
Brothers and sorors, such exercises.
Emil Dimitrov with Unica
may bring
of Charco.
In a matter of seconds. Then again,
let's take pronounce that.
It may take Mystic. Minutes. And many the, repetitions
after that, we had Mystic with The Mark of Death. And then we had Bag with Trip Dream from some sort of Amsterdam of your thing there. It's also in the compilation of, called the Dutch the Beat case, Nuggets.
Do not continue the exercise further.
But make an Volume 6. On another day. And then we had Oz Knoz. Oz Knows. Or something, yeah. Peanut Butter Yoni. Name of that song. And then we had Wrinkled Pumpkin. Yeah, Wrinkled Pumpkin with Hello from the year 1970 there. Wrinkled Pumpkin. The Circus 2000 with While You're Sleeping. And then we had Gil Spavent-Passeri with the Bugaboo. And then we had Rabbit with Savage from the album Boys Will Be Boys.
Christian mystic.
Blah, blah, blah.
He said, as man moves toward the divine moves toward him.
Allow each child have ice pop. I'll have a scoop of that exotic purple and turquoise sherbet. Please dig up my potatoes before frost, and it's June 22nd today. You know. The meeting is now adjourned. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to play. I'm pretty tired. Sonic Youth. So we're going way back in their discography. Should let you know, in case you went behind the ears or something, the Sonic Youth was an American rock band based in New York City, formed in 1981. They had a bunch of members, founding members, like Kim Gordon, bass, vocals, guitar, Thurston Moore, we heard him a lot, guitars, vocals, and Lee Rinaldo, and guitar and vocals remained together for the entire history of the band, while Steve Shelley on the drums followed a series of short-term drummers in 1985, rounding up the core lineup. Jim O'Rourke did playing bass, guitar, and keyboards. Also a member of the band from 1999 to 2005. And Mark Eibold playing bass guitar, member from 2006 to 2011. Now, that's the gist of that. But Sonic Youth emerged from the experimental no wave art and music scene in New York. And I've played a lot of no wave stuff out of that scene over the years on this program before they evolved into more conventional rock band and became a prominent member of the American noise rock scene. Sonic Youth have been praised for having a quote here, redefined what rock guitar could do using a variety of unorthodox guitar tunings while preparing guitars with objects like drumsticks and screwdrivers to alter the instrument's timbre. The band was a pivotal influence on the alternative and indie rock movements. And after gaining a large underground following and critical praise to the release of SST Records in the late 1980s, the band experienced mainstream success through the 1990s and 2000s after signing to major label DGC, this is the David Geffen Company, in 1990, headlining the 1995 Lollapalooza Festival. Wow. They disbanded in 2011 following the separation and subsequent divorce of Gordon and Moore, with their final live shows taking place in Brazil. Members have since asserted that the band is finished and will not reunite. Been there, done that. I remember was it Glenn Branca? He passed away a couple years back. Glenn Branca did a lot of experimental works over the years himself. Leonardo actually playing as a member of Glenn Branca's electric guitar ensemble, and their performance impressed Moore. Described that is the most ferocious guitar band that I've ever seen in my life. Invited Ronaldo to join Sonic Youth. There you go. Branca signed, there's more to Glenn Branca here, Sonic Youth as the first act on his record label, Neutral Records. In December of 81, the group recorded 5 songs at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Material was released as the EP Sonic Youth, which was largely ignored, sent to a few key members of the American music press who gave it uniformly favorable reviews. Now, the album featured a relatively conventional post-punk style in contrast to their later releases. It's a later critic group for acting career and was replaced by Bob Burtz. During the early days as part of the New York music scene, Sonic Youth formed a friendship with fellow New York noise rock band Swans. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. So, that's what we're going to hear. This is the EP. The Burning Spear. I Dreamed a Dream, She Is Not Alone, and on the B-side, we give I Don't Want to Push It, The Good and the Bad. You're on CKW, 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. You'll have to try it alone. Thank you. Sonic Youth and her self-titled EP from 1982. Here's something else in a bit.
Hello, darling. Won't you sit down?
I
tickety. She's some baby.
And she can be your little baby from now on.
What do you mean?
Just another triumph for your little lawyer, my boy. The Mexican courts have granted your divorce from the first Mrs. Dean.
Oh, that's great. Then we can be married tonight.
Yep, and go to Mexico on your honeymoon.
Why Mexico?
Mexican divorce, Mexican honeymoon. Much safer.
Oh, gee, Ed, that's great. And you make arrangements for us at the Mesa Francesca.
Okay, boy.
Oh! There's been so much talk about this Pikachu that we thought it was time to have a song about it. So keep your hands on your pocketbook and watch out.
For months to capture this Pikachu. Well, what's he done? Nothing. He's been fooling around across the border, getting drunk more than likely.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Well, let me tell you something. He'd better get busy and capture this bandit, or the Rangers will be out to get another captain.
Thank you.
love you too. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, that's some IT work there. We had just throw something on that has like a runtime of an hour or something. That was, you may wonder what the hell that was. That was a soundtrack long in the public domain from soundtracks to a movie called Rio Rita, and there was a couple of actual show tune hits. Forgot which one it was exactly, but somewhere in the song, but not there. We had it was 1928. The film itself has been, I mean, it was lost to, lost to time. It's never gonna, unless it's like frozen somewhere, but the image is gone, but the soundtrack is still is around, so to speak, on the Vitaphone disc. The soundtrack was sound on disc versus sound on film, so it was like a synchronized record player, essentially, which is probably why the soundtrack still exists. But you won't see the pretty face. Mm-hmm. For a 2 hour. Okay. A 2 hour movie, apparently. 2 hour soundtrack, 1929. Got mixed up. And we had the entire Sonic Youth EP there before that in our feature tonight. And now I believe you can probably actually stream me now. Stream this program and this station on CKW.ca there on your portable device or whatever. Probably it works now, as far as I know. Otherwise, I'm just sort of like, whatever. Just get a radio already. They're cheap. And probably more reliable than our IT capabilities. We have, almost 4 a.m. Oh yeah, Rio Rita. So I'm curious here, like pre-code RKO musical comedy. So that's probably why I heard all the beeping in the morning, and RKO has their opening logo thing, whatever they call it. It was the big studio's biggest box office hit until King Kong. For now, it's photographed in two color Technicolor, and blah blah blah, Rio Grande. Oh, the Kinkajou. I think it's not really that common a song. There's a few songs. 5 reels of the film are believed to be lost. Yeah. The 103-minute version is generally available as a re-release from 1932, which has been edited significantly and has reduced in length from 15 reels to only 10 reels. So there is, yeah. That is the print broadcast by Turner Classic Movies. Missing 40 minutes of footage. Okay. Entire soundtrack for Vision Roadshow version of the film survives on Vitaphone discs, which is what I'm just played you an excerpt of. Blah, blah, blah. An early color film. Okay, anyways, distractions and nonsense movies from who cares. Okay, let's get to over here. Alan Vega, Insurrection, release here. Yeah, here's Sewer. Alan Vega. You may know him from Suicide and all that. Here. We'll be right back.
will be a pity.
Wow!